Chapter 8, Section 3, The Courtroom. God had finished giving the Ten Commandments. The list might be thought vague unless one knows how and when the rules need to be obeyed. Are there any exceptions? Suppose a person had committed adultery sometime in the past. Would God hold that against him forever? To begin with, God tells us that to be accepted by Him, we must keep all 10 of the commandments, every one of them.
Again, I declare to every man that he is obligated to obey the whole law. Galatians 5:3.
We can't pick and choose. God is very specific.
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. James 2:10.
God was saying that if we disobey one command, just once, then it is as if we have broken them all, and God cannot accept us. Breaking the law is like cutting a string with 10 knots. You only have to cut one knot for the whole string to be broken. In the same way, you only have to break one law to be guilty of violating God's entire standard of right and wrong. Even more sobering, God holds us accountable for all sin, even the sin of which we are not aware.
If a person sins and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, even though he does not know it, he is guilty and will be held responsible. Leviticus 5:17.
On one occasion, I was teaching this subject to a young couple. As I reached this point in the lesson, the fellow banged his fist on the table and swore. His girlfriend pointed out to him that he had just broken one of God's laws by misusing God's name. It was bad timing. He said, "God is not fair. If this is the only way I can be accepted by God, He's made it impossible. There is no way I can keep that list of rules perfectly." His frustration was very evident. God knew that man could not keep this list of rules flawlessly. It was no surprise to him. His intention in giving the Ten Commandments is clear.
Now we know that whatever the law says, it says that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty or accountable before God. Romans 3:19, New King James Version.
This verse is saying two things. First, the Ten Commandments silence those who say their lives are good enough to be accepted by God. Second, the Ten Commandments show us that we are indeed lawbreakers. In the beginning, man had been God's friend, innocent of all evil. But when Adam and Eve disobeyed God's instructions, God laid aside the mantle of friendship and donned the magistrate's cloak. Now, instead of God being a friend of man, He was a judge, summoning man to the courtroom bench. No lawyer rose to defend man's cause. None could. No advocate, no matter how clever, could lead the court into thinking that the condemned was anything but what he was. There would be no hung jury, no bribes. The perfect judge spoke. The verdict was in. Man was guilty of breaking God's law.
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin. Romans 3:20.
The purpose of the 10 laws was to make us aware or conscious that we are sinners. It was a simple measure of what was right and what was wrong. And by that standard, our thoughts and actions are evaluated. The 10 commandments are to us as a mirror is to a dirty face. If you are alone, you can't tell whether or not your face is clean. Someone could point at you and say, "Your face is filthy." But you could deny it outright and say, "My face isn't dirty. I don't see anything." And you might truly believe that. But if given a mirror, you could see that your face was indeed grimy, and you would no longer be able to deny the fact. Your mouth would be silenced. You would realize you were guilty of having a dirty face. It's the same way with man. Man did not really know what sin was until God gave us the law. Just as the mirror exposed the dirt, so the 10 rules made us aware of our sin. The 10 commands were not given as a list of rules to keep in order to make us right with God. That wasn't the law's purpose. It would be like trying to rub the dirt off your face with a mirror. Mirrors are designed for reflecting, not cleaning. In fact, there's a good chance that in the process of trying to clean yourself with the mirror, you would smudge the glass, thus hampering its ability to give a clear reflection. People who try to be accepted by God by keeping the Ten Commandments usually end up smudging the rules. They modify or minimize the commands so that they will not look so bad. They fudge the rules. In the same way that a mirror is a neutral object, so the law itself is impartial. It doesn't take sides in a discussion. The law is fixed. It doesn't change. Over the process of time, man might convince himself that cheating is okay, but the law would still say it was wrong. Up until this time, a man could have boasted that God loved him better than another, because he thought himself to be a better person. But with the giving of the law, God was bringing everyone to the point of realizing that,
"Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Psalm 51:5.
Now, not only could man know his true sinfulness, but he could glimpse the Lord's perfection. God's holiness was beyond man's reach, unattainable. The chasm caused by sin was wider than man expected. Because no one could keep the law perfectly, the law could not bridge the gap. The Israelites' reaction to the first reading of the Ten Commandments undoubtedly reflects the thinking of many people today. The Bible says that all the Israelites shook with fear, but probably the great majority were only terrified by the thunder and lightning. They were caught up in the externals, alarmed only by the tremendous display of power. As for the Ten Rules, they missed the point. They felt they could obey them just fine. So do the majority of people today. They focus on the externals and miss the message. On the other hand, there were those Israelites who had just gained a deep awareness of God's standard of holiness. They now knew what God meant when he said holiness equals sinlessness. They feared too, but for another reason. They knew they could never keep such a set of laws perfectly. In the description of our analogy, they knew their faces were very dirty. For whatever reason, the Bible says the Israelites trembled.
They said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us, or we will die." Exodus 20:19.
Now the world could know exactly what God considered to be sin. Now they could understand what was meant by the word holy. It had to do with God being perfect, his holy character.
The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commands I have written for their instruction." Exodus 24:12.
The Ten Commands were now in force, and the Israelites were now accountable to keep them as a moral standard. But for those who were honest with themselves, they now knew that it was an impossible task. If they were going to be accepted by God, they would have to come another way. Before we leave this story, we need to understand a couple of things. First of all, just because the Ten Commandments are unable to restore the broken relationship with God, it does not mean they are without value. They are God's moral code that show us right from wrong. To violate them has immediate effects, not to mention future consequences. Many nations have rejected the biblical code of conduct at the risk of living in a morally neutral society. No such society truly exists. No such civilization has ever survived. To take no stand is, in effect, to take a position. The rejection of the Ten Commands has resulted in a callousness towards wrong, with each generation becoming more comfortable with sin. We need to be assured that God's holy character has not changed. He does not get accustomed to sin. Secondly, we need to think about how we view ourselves. Most people will agree that they are sinners. However, few will readily admit that they are helpless sinners. There is a big difference. Sinners believe that there is something they can do to make themselves acceptable to God. They may believe that God wants them to observe the Ten Commandments. Or they may believe that going to church, praying, being baptized, giving to charity, or being nice to their neighbors will make them pleasing to God. The notion that a person's good can outweigh their bad and therefore merit God's acceptance is totally foreign to the Bible. To do good is commendable. To obey the Ten Commandments is praiseworthy. But we need to realize that none of these deeds can restore our broken relationship with God. To God, we are still strangers. Indeed, those good things we might do to make ourselves acceptable, God calls those things filthy rags. The Bible says,
"All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep us away." Isaiah 64:6.
On the other hand, a helpless sinner knows there is nothing he can do to make himself acceptable to God. He is helpless. The Bible says we are helpless sinners.